For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. This buzzing means an artist is at work, a tattoo artist. They've only been legal in South Carolina since 2006, but tattoos of any color or conceivable design have grown tremendously in popularity in the last decade or so. Brian Spencer of Columbia's Divine Street Tattoo has 15 years of experience as a tattoo artist. He said he first considered the profession in high school.
A friend of mine asked me to draw him an image of an Indian with a wolf headdress. He came back to school the following week and he had it tattooed on his arm. At that moment, I was like, wow, maybe I can actually tattoo my own art on other people at some time in the future.
The reasons people get tattoos are as varied as the people themselves, Spencer said. Frankie Salas came to get a tattoo as a tribute to his mother.
I'm getting the outline of Mexico with the state that my mother was born in, right next to another tattoo that I have that it's a rose with my mother's name.
Spencer said the knowledge that what he draws on people is permanent makes the artist take his work very seriously.
As an artist, if you start a tattoo without at least a little nervousness or anxiety about the permanency of what you're doing, then you don't care. I think that you should definitely be nervous with every tattoo you do, regardless of how simple it may appear, because it is permanent, so if you mess up once, you can't erase it.
That sentiment is echoed by Scott Spider Kumo, who owns Animated Canvas Custom Tattoo. He said tattoo work is more taxing mentally than physically.
You can't make a mistake. Everything's got to be perfect. And if it's not perfect, then you'll sweat a little.
Kumo has been tattooing since 1984. He has applied thousands of tattoos and has done some pretty unusual designs.
I tattooed jail keys on a guy's hand. He wanted the keys to his cell on his hand. The Christmas Story and the Naked Lady leg lamp. I did the leg on either side of an armpit. I did a magnifying glass on a guy's elbow. When his arm was straight, it just looked like a magnifying glass. And when you bent the magnifying glass, a fingerprint came out on the end of his elbow.
Tattoo artists learn the trade by informal apprenticeships with experienced artists. Kylie Hewitt has been tattooing for about a decade.
It's a constant learning experience. There's something new to learn and a new trick to do every day. So you grow as you go. You don't get better, then you're doing something wrong, I think.
Of the wide variety of designs Kumo has done, there's one type of once common tattoo he doesn't do much anymore.
I very rarely do names of anyone other than children, usually, nowadays. If you got Donna written on your arm and your wife's name ain't Donna, you're gonna have problems. I tell everyone, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, and wives come and go, but tattoos are forever.
Where once mostly sailors and convicts wore tattoos, now they're sported by doctors, policemen, ministers, even grandmothers. Just as attitudes toward tattoos have changed, techniques and designs have improved vastly as well, said Kumo.
There's no limit to what we can do with the skin anymore. We were limited by our knowledge of what we could do 20 years ago, and now it's the sky's the limit. I see new ideas and new designs and just new ways of doing stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Kumo said unlicensed artists can be dangerous health-wise as well as giving a person bad art on his body. Spencer added some advice to those considering a tattoo.
Do the research. Find out who's going to do the best job for you. There's so many different ways to find a fantastic artist. Ask your friends. If you see somebody's tattoo, ask them, hey, where'd you get that tattoo? It's gorgeous. And just do the research. Do the footwork. It's only going to be on your body for the rest of your life.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.